to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. On this Tuesday, the 24th of October, 2006. On today's program, oh, by the way, program note, tomorrow Aaron Russo will be on with us. The DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, is now available through this network. 1995 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And Aaron would appreciate if you purchased a DVD. And when he was asked the question about copying, he goes, So in other words, copy, folks. I think this can be as successful as Loose Change 2 was on the 9/11 issue. You know, this is one of these Mac Daddy of conspiracies that have been hanging around going on 100 years now. Yeah, that's right. Funny Money System and the Internal Revenue Service. Hand in hand, partners in crime. At any rate, coming up, the Preparedness Training Seminar. This is an all-day event presented by the Fearless Radio Liberty Task Force from the Republic Broadcasting Network. These five preparation subjects give you personal power over every problem that we face. This ain't no product huckin' sissy preparedness expo. It's not about us. It's about you getting down and dirty with fearlessly taking your God-given freedom. So bring your questions, problems, fears, anger, and hopes, and we'll solve them with the actions you can take now. Then let's all get back to being one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. I'm all for that. To make reservations for this, this is going to be this Saturday, October 28th, right here in Round Rock, Texas, from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Wingate Inn, 1209 North IH-35 in Round Rock, Texas. And the five areas to be covered here. This is just not, by the way, folks, this is just not a little preparedness seminar. This is a complete package. I want you folks to understand that. It's $20 per person at the door, $25 for couples. I just got off the phone with Steve Shank right before the program. And he's at about half capacity right now. But there's a lot of people that show up at the door. They think it's a good idea. But we would like you, if you would, please. We're not discouraging people showing up, although it is $5 more at the door, $25 per person and $30 for couples. But if you would call 800-605-5868, I'll give you that number again. I know you're looking for something to write on. 800-605-5868. So if you just remember the 605-5868, let that stick in your brain, and that's a toll-free 800 number. What and when preparation? Where are we in the timeline? How, what, where, when it's going to happen? That's presented by Roger K. Young. No heat, water, food, or fuel. You can turn disasters into adventures by Jim Phillips. Never stand in a bread line. They can control countries with oil, but they can control people with food. That's presented by Steve Shank. Speed healing, take your health and life into your hands. You can trust your own by Stephen West. And getting out of debt and generating cash. The entire team will take part in that. That's this Saturday, folks. 10 to 9 p.m. at the Wingate Inn in Round Rock, Texas.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to play the clip from Keith Olbermann, Countdown. He's got a program on MSNBC. In case you missed it, or you don't have cable, or you don't have satellite, well, we have it here for you. Olbermann just banging the snot out of this administration. His special comment, Advertising Terror. This is commentary about the Republicans running ads and Osama bin Mama, you know, with the famous quotes of, you know, going to destroy America and all this other stuff. Well, he's out there pumping the fear once again. And, again, there's a few flaws in this presentation, but overall with the impact that this is having on mainstream America, I guess it's acceptable. Keith Olbermann, here it is.
And lastly, tonight, a special comment on the advertising of terrorism. The commercial you have already seen. It is a distillation of everything this administration and the party in power have tried to do these last 5 years and 6 weeks. It is from the Republican National Committee. It shows images of Osama bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri. It offers quotes from them, all as a clock ticks ominously in the background. It concludes with what Zawahiri may or may not have said to a Pakistani journalist as long ago as 2001, his dubious claim that he had purchased suitcase bombs. The quotation is followed by sheer coincidence, no doubt, by an image of a massive explosion. "These are the stakes," appears on the screen, quoting exactly from Lyndon Johnson's infamous nuclear scare commercial from 1964. vote November 7th. There is a cheap Texas chainsaw massacre quality to the whole thing. It also serves to immediately call to mind the occasions when President Bush dismissed Osama bin Laden as somebody he didn't think about, except, obviously, when elections were near. Frankly, a lot of people seeing that commercial for the first time have laughed out loud. But not everyone. And therein lies the true threat to this country. The dictionary definition of the word terrorize is simple and not open to misinterpretation. To fill or overpower with terror, terrify, to coerce by intimidation or fear. Note, please, that the words violence and death are missing from that definition. For the key to terror, the key to terrorism, is not the act, but the fear of the act. That is why bin Laden and his deputies and his imitators are forever putting together videotaped statements and releasing virtual infomercials with dire threats and heart-stopping warnings. But why is the Republican Party imitating them? Bin Laden puts out what amounts to a commercial of fear. The Republicans put out what is unmistakable as a commercial of fear. The Republicans are paying to have the messages of bin Laden and the others broadcast into your home. Only the Republicans have a bigger bankroll. When last week the CNN network ran video of an insurgent in Iraq evidently stalking and killing an American soldier, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Mr. Hunter, Republican of California, branded that channel, quote, the publicist for an enemy propaganda film, and added that CNN used it to sell commercials. Another California Republican, Representative Brian Bilbray, called the video, quote, nothing short of a terrorist snuff film. If so, Mr. Bilbray, then what in the hell is your party's new advertisement? And Mr. Hunter, CNN using the video to sell commercials? Commercials! You have adopted bin Laden and Zawahiri as spokesman for the Republican National Committee. To fill or overpower with terror, terrify, to coerce by intimidation or fear. By this definition, the people who put these videos together, first the terrorists and then the administration, whose shared goal is to scare you into panicking instead of thinking. They are the ones terrorizing you. By this definition, the leading terrorist group in this world right now is Al-Qaeda, but the leading terrorist group in this country right now is the Republican Party. 11 presidents ago, a chief executive reassured us that we have nothing to fear but fear itself. His distant successor has wasted his administration, insisting that there is nothing we can have but fear itself. The vice president, as recently as this month, was caught campaigning again with the phrase mass death in the United States. 4 years ago, it was the now Secretary of State, Dr. Rice, rationalizing Iraq with, quote, we don't want to be the smoking gun to be the mushroom cloud. Days later, Mr. Bush himself told an audience that, quote, we cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun, that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud. And now we have this cheesy commercial, complete with images of a faked mushroom cloud and implications of mass death in America. This administration has derived benefit and power from terrorizing the very people it claims to be protecting from terror. It may be the oldest trick in the political book, scare people into believing they are in danger and that only you can save them. Lyndon Johnson used it to bury Barry Goldwater. Joe McCarthy leaked from obscurity on its back. And now the legacy has come to President George W. Bush. Of course, the gruel of fear is getting thinner and thinner, is it not, Mr. President? And thus more and more of it needs to be made out of less and less actual terror. After last week's embarrassing internet hoax about dirty bombs at football stadium, the one your Department of Homeland Security immediately disseminated to the public, a self-described former CIA operative named Wayne Simmons cited the fiasco as, quote, the perfect example of the President's Military Commissions Act of 2006 and the NSA terrorist eavesdropping program, how vital they are. Frank Gaffney, once a respected Assistant Secretary of Defense and now the president of something called the Center for Security Policy, added, one of the things that I hope Americans take away from this is not only that they're gunning for us not just in a place like Iraq, but truly worldwide. Of course, the they to which Mr. Gaffney referred turned out to be a lone 20-year-old grocery bagger from Wisconsin named Jake, a kid trying to one-up some other loser in an internet game of chicken. His threat referenced 7 football stadiums at which dirty bombs were to be exploded yesterday. It began with the one in New York City, even though there isn't one in New York City. And though the attacks were supposed to be simultaneous, 4 of the games were scheduled to start at 1 p.m. Eastern time and the others at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Moreover, the kid said he had posted the identical message on 40 websites since September. We caught him in merely about 6 weeks, even though the only way he could have been less subtle, less stealthy, and less of a threat was if he bought an advertisement on the Super Bowl telecast. Mr. Bush, this is the, what, 100th plot your people have revealed that turned out to be some nonsensical misunderstanding or the fabrications of somebody hoping to talk his way off a waterboard in Eastern Europe? If, Mr. President, this is the kind of crack work that your new ad implies that only you and not the Democrats can do, you, sir, need to pull over and ask for directions. The real question, of course, Mr. Bush, is why did your Department of Homeland Security even release that information in the first place? It was never a serious threat. Even the first news accounts quoted a Homeland spokesman as admitting strong skepticism, the kind of strong skepticism which most government agencies address before telling the public, not afterwards. So that leaves two options, Mr. President. The first option, you and your Department of Homeland Security don't have the slightest idea what you're doing here. Thus, contrary to your flip-flopping between saying, we're safe, and saying, but we're not safe enough, and contrary to the Vice President's swaggering pronouncements about the lack of another attack since 9/11, the last 5 years has been just an accident. Or there's the second option. Your political operatives leaked this nonsense for the same reason your political operatives put out that commercial. To scare the gullible. Obviously, the correct answer, Mr. Bush, is all of the above. There are some of us who could forgive you for trying to run your candidates on the coattails of the Grim Reaper, for reducing your party's existence to death and attacks us. It's cynical and barbaric, but after all, it may be merely the natural extension of the gutter politics to which you have subscribed since you sidled over from baseball and the business world of other people's money. But to forgive you for terrorizing us, we would have to believe you somehow competent in keeping others from terrorizing us. Yet last week, construction workers repairing a subway line in New York City were cleaning out an abandoned manhole on the edge of the World Trade Center site when they stumbled on the horrific and the impossible, human remains from 9/11. Bones and fragments, 80 of them, some as much as a foot long. The victims had been lying, literally in the gutter, for 5 years and 5 weeks. The families and friends of each of the 2,749 dead, who had been grimly told in May 2002 that there were no more remains to be found, were struck anew as if the terrorism of that day had just happened all over again. And over this weekend, they have found still more remains. And now this week will be spent looking in places that should have already been looked at 1,000 times 5 years ago. For all the victims in New York, Mr. Bush, the living and the dead, it is a touch of 9/11 all over again.
Michael.
And the mayor of this city, who called off the search 4.5 years ago, is a Republican. The governor of this state with whom he conferred is a Republican. The House of Representatives, Republican. The Senate, Republican. The President, Republican. And yet you can actually claim that you and you alone can protect us from terrorism? You can't even recover our dead from the battlefield. The battlefield in an American city when we've given you 5 years and unlimited funds to do so. Well, signing a Military Commissions Act so monstrous that it has now been criticized by even the John Birch Society, you told us, Mr. Bush, quote, there is nothing we can do to bring back the men and women lost on September 11, 2001. Yet we'll always honor their memory, and we will never forget the way they were taken from us. Except, of course, for the ones who have been lying under a manhole cover for 5 years. Setting aside the fact that your government has done nothing else for those 5 years but pat itself on the back about terror while waging pointless war on the wrong enemy in Iraq and waging war on the cherished freedoms in America, just on this subject of counterterrorism, sir, yours is the least competent government in time of crisis in this country's history. These are the stakes, indeed, Mr. President. You do not know what you are doing. And the commercial, the one about which Zawahiri might say, hey, pretty good, we love your choice of font style. All that further needs to be said about that is to add 3 words to Shakespeare. Mr. President, you and that advertisement of terror are full of sound and fury, signifying and competent at nothing. Good night. And good luck.
Pretty much says it all. When we get back from the break, I can hear that. Mm-hmm. I got it. When we get back from the break, ex-CIA Marine intel officer, 9/11 was an inside job.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Ex-CIA Marine intel officer, 9/11 was an inside job. Steve Watson, Infowars.net. An important story that broke over the weekend and may not have been widely picked up, but another former U.S. intelligence insider has turned whistleblower and concedes that 9/11 attacks represented a representative of a neoconservative neo-Nazi coup d'etat. In a review of Webster Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, for Amazon, Steele contends that this book is the strongest of the 770-plus books I have reviewed. Steele goes on to say, I'm forced to conclude that 9/11 was at a minimum allowed to happen as a pretext for war. He says, see my review of Jim Bamford's Pretext for War. And I'm forced to conclude that there is sufficient evidence to indict Dick Cheney, Karl Rove, and others of neoconservative neo-Nazi coup d'etat that kicked off the clash of civilizations. Most fascinating, the author links Samuel Huntington, author of The Clash of the Civilizations, with Leo Strauss, the connecting rod between Nazi fascists and the neocons. Steele's biography is impressive. He is a second-ranking civilian, GS-14 in U.S. Marine Corps Intelligence, from 1988 to 1992. Steele is also a former clandestine services case officer for the Central Intelligence Agency. He is the founder and president of Open Source Solutions, Inc., an acknowledged expert on computer and information vulnerabilities. In another example of how far 9/11 Truth Movement has come over the past year, before the 2004 elections, Steele advocated the re-election of George W. Bush. Given what he knows now, I don't think that would still be the case. Last month, we highlighted how Bill Christensen, a 28-year CIA career man, former NIO, or National Intelligence Officer, and a director of the CIA's Office of Regional and Political Analysis, has gone public to say 9/11 was an inside job. Along with 16-year veteran Ray McGovern, the trio have combined a total of over 65 years in intelligence. It's safe to say they know a covert op when they see one. Over the past couple of years, we've seen a deluge of former government and intelligence agency insiders to boldly go public where their doubts about the official story behind 9/11. This is very encouraging and sets the precedent for future whistleblowers who might be considering the same course of action. And by the way, folks, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, that is a 479-page book. And as Mr. Steele says, it's the strongest of the over 770-plus books that he's reviewed. By the way, that 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA is available at Republic Broadcasting Network. Just go to the main page at RBN Live. It's on the right-hand side. Scroll down, you'll see it. 9/11 Synthetic Terror. That is available from this network for $18 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. It's a power-hitting, sweeping probe, ladies and gentlemen, of the coup d'etat we have come to call 9/11, better known as the state-sponsored false flag terrorism operation. Whistleblowing meets history. Webster Tarpley's 9/11 Synthetic Terror. When we get back from the break, I'm going to go into what the former CIA insider, he's blasting Bush, tells people at church conference that lies led to war in Iraq. Mike Yoder, Intelligencer, Journal staff of the Intelligencer Journal. I knew I wasn't going to be able to say Intelligencer twice in a row. At any rate, we'll cover that story. Also coming up, the Military Commissions Act, questions and answers from the Center for Constitutional Rights. Wake up and smell the invasion. Also on 9/11, Doug Herman, he does exclusive stuff for Rents.com. You want the story, go up there and take a look at it, but I will cover that story. 9/11 conspirators, 10,000 men, question mark, or a few top insiders and highly trained commandos. By the way, somebody had sent me an email asking me on the sustainable development that I was reading from, and they asked me where I got that information. And I read the list one day, the sustainablest terms to watch for in your community development and planning, public schools, the catchphrases. It's very easy to recognize the enemy by the way it smells. But in this case, it's the phraseology that they use. But your question, sir, was where did I get this? Well, I got it from the American Policy Center in Warrington, Virginia. I don't know if they still have these available. They're little glossy booklets, but you can try. The number there is 540-341-8911. And I will have Tom DeWeese, as soon as he gets back from jolly old England, facing down some of the people in their parliament over there and representatives of the United Nations that just want to, well, reform the United Nations. Anytime these guys in our government or this extraordinary in the wings waiting police force for world government, the United Nations, be careful when they use the term reform. Remember how they reformed us here and our intelligence agencies and the Pentagon and the CIA and the FBI and the NSA and the ATF and all of these guys? Well, they're just all under Homeland Security now. We'll take the break, come back on the other side. We'll load you up with information, ladies and gentlemen. Do not go away. A lot of good stuff. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Former CIA insider Blas Bush, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Ray McGovern has seen the inner workings of the intelligence world and believes the United States is in desperate need of rediscovering its morality. The former CIA intelligence officer and Iraq war critic addressed the audience at Lancaster Church of the Brethren Sunday. That was in the afternoon as the featured speaker of the Lancaster Interchurch Peace Witness Fall Forum. His speech, Prospects for a Moral U.S. Policy in the Middle East, focused on the ethical dilemmas facing the American public and lawmakers and ways to use faith to point the country's moral compass back in the right direction. McGovern's group, Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, has spent the last 3 years lobbying the Bush administration to admit to what he calls the lies that led to the Iraq war. He said the current presidential administration is in need of a sanity check, a term he says goes back to his days at the CIA when analysts consulted with each other to find the truth. Prevarication, disingenuousness, untruthfulness, they won't do anymore, McGovern said. We need to call lies, lies. McGovern spent 27 years as an analyst in the CIA, preparing the daily security briefs for the Reagan and George H.W. Bush administrations in the 1980s. He said he was drawn to the CIA as a group that gave straight talk with honest answers to policymakers. He said, the quote enshrined on the floor of the CIA's entrance, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," is a motto he tried to live. But now the intelligence community has taken a faith-based approach to data about threats, McGovern said. He said the two big reasons for going to war with Iraq, weapons of mass destruction and a link to Al-Qaeda, have both been proven false, and was the CIA, along with the members of the Bush administration, that helped lead the country to war. McGovern cited a July 29, 2001 speech by now Secretary of State Condi Rice, in which she said Saddam Hussein had no weapons of mass destruction. He also spoke about a documented evidence that the Downing Street minutes of 2002 showing pre-war intelligence on Iraq was being shaped to fit a policy to go to war. McGovern also said, at the start of the Iraq war, 69% of the Americans believed there was a link between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. He said today, 85% of the American military personnel serving in Iraq believe there was a link, although no proof has been provided. That was, in my view, unconscionable, preying on the very real trauma we all felt after 9/11. Deliberately associating Iraq and Saddam Hussein with it when there was no evidence at all. William Ayers, director of the Center for Global Citizenship and an associate professor of international relations at Elizabethtown College, provided a rebuttal to McGovern's speech and spoke about power in the United States. Ayers said power has corrupted the leaders of the country, and today most people don't know the difference between an opinion and a claim. We've become intellectually corrupted, Ayers said, and that intellectual corruption has contributed to our moral corruption. Peter J., and I do believe this is Schmitchen, president emeritus of Lancaster Theological Seminary, said he wanted to give his own impassioned plea for action and for Americans to wake up from their deep sleep. Schmitchen said that the steps toward a moral policy in the Middle East would begin with an open and honest debate about motives, but he said that hasn't happened in the last 6 years. He also said the U.S. needs to talk to its enemies, be aware of the history between Christians and Muslims, and remember the Christian perspective, which holds that everyone is a sinner. He says, I live in a country where the government claims to make no mistakes, is innocent, is good, and out there are evil people we should destroy. McGovern said the cowardice of Congress has brought it to passing the Military Commissions Act, describing it as an enabling act, ending habeas corpus for people deemed enemy combatants and permitting the use of torture methods. He said now is the time to go out of the way to do something to bring back morality, and that most Americans have been reluctant to go out and risk something to make a difference. Is there nothing for which you'd risk that neck? Then it becomes your idol, McGovern said, and necks are not worthy of idol worship. McGovern said the current presidential administration is in need of a sanity check. That came out of a Lancaster newspaper, not a bad article, the Intelligencer Journal staff, by Michael Yoder. Thank you, Michael, for at least covering this event fairly. I'm sure that they didn't put a lot of what was talked about in there. But again, folks, we're pointing out what's happening in mainstream America, what's happening in the newspapers, what's happening on the cable news services. It is becoming a real pleasure to watch this go on. And why do you think that it's been going on? That's because we have been working overtime, exposing the lies and the corruption and the deceit of our government. And I hasten to say our government, but like it or not, folks, it is, because it operates inside this country. And we may not agree with it. It may be extra constitutional. It may be corrupt. But I don't think you can distance yourself. It is the United States government. As rotten to the core as it really is, we still have to lay claim to it. And for a lot of people, it's easier by just proclaiming, well, that's not my government, that somehow by saying those words that you disassociate yourself from the actions of our government. You know, there was a little thing in that preamble called We the People. This is supposed to be a representative government. It is supposed to be a constitutional government. It is supposed to be a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. But something was left out of this equation. The people themselves. This is an awesome responsibility with the type of government that we have here. That means we have constantly have to stay on guard and on vigil. We didn't do that. We hired a bunch of mid-level managers that, in my estimation, aren't capable of managing a Mickey D's on a slow day. But it doesn't matter, folks. It is still our government. So try not to make this too easy on yourself by decrying the fact that, well, that's not my government anymore. Yes, it is. And this government is doing some very nasty things to people around the world. Although up to this point, I'm really surprised. The folks in the Middle East, and it may be because of broadcast or networks or information such as this and the Internet, but the people in the Middle East, they see where the problem lies. It is not within the American people. It is within the American government, which is supposed to be representative of these people. But they're smart enough to understand what exactly is going on, as well as many other people around the globe. They don't necessarily hate Americans, but they sure hate the American government. Well, I do too. I would not hasten to say, folks, there are very, very few people that you will talk to that are honest, that can look you square in the eye and tell you, yep, my government, right or wrong, I love it. I love my country, ladies and gentlemen. It's my government, I fear. The Military Commissions Act questions and answers a Center for Constitutional Rights. The question posed, what new powers does the Military Commissions Act give to the president? And what other objectionable provisions does it include? It authorizes the suspension of habeas corpus for non-citizens, including legal permanent residents, in U.S. custody. It authorizes the president to detain anyone, including U.S. citizens, without charges by designating them enemy combatants or unlawful enemy combatants. It authorizes the president to determine what constitutes torture. I think it should be left up to us is what constitutes a president. It authorizes the use of evidence obtained by coercion. It authorizes the use of hearsay. It authorizes retroactive immunity for U.S. military and intelligence officials for abuses that occurred at such sites such as Abu Ghraib prison, Guantanamo, Bagram Air Force Base, secret CIA facilities. The definitions of rape and sexual assault are narrower than under international law and have higher thresholds for proof. How does the Military Commissions Act violate the law? It violates the suspension clause of the Constitution by denying non-citizens any meaningful opportunity to challenge the legality of their detention. It violates the Sixth Amendment by allowing classified evidence which the accused can only see in summary. It violates the Fourth Amendment by allowing evidence obtained by coercion or without a warrant or probable cause. It violates the Geneva Conventions by watering down humanitarian laws and the protections of Common Article 3 and by effectively granting a retroactive amnesty to U.S. officials who have tortured detainees. Habeas corpus, which has its origins in Magna Carta of 1215, which this government, folks, is based on, is the great writ that protects people from arbitrary arrest, disappearance, and indefinite detention without charge, or should we say indefinite disappearances. The cornerstone of Western justice, it is essential to the idea that laws, not individuals, be they presidents or kings, govern a land. Now, what will happen to cases of detainees who have already petitioned a court for a writ of habeas corpus? While it's still unclear how the government will seek to apply the new law or what impact it will have on pending cases, the laws state that the suspension of habeas corpus is retroactive. This challenge will most likely occur in the first Al-Oda versus United States of America, and I think this is Bordamine v. Bush, consolidated cases brought on behalf of 53 Guantanamo detainees, which are pending before the Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. It is likely that the government will ask for these cases to be dismissed shortly after the MCA is signed. Now, what is the basis for challenging the habeas stripping provision of the MCA? The habeas stripping provision of the MCA, Section 6, violates the suspension clause of the U.S. Constitution by denying non-citizens any meaningful opportunity to challenge the legality of their detentions. The suspension clause specifically permits a suspension of habeas corpus only when, in case of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. U.S. Constitution Article 1, 9, Clause 2, if Congress intends to suspend habeas corpus, it must do with unmistakable clarity. Congress has not made any finding that this is the time of invasion or rebellion in which the public safety may require a temporary suspension of habeas. Even Ken Starr acknowledged that this is not such a time in his recent letter to Congress opposing the habeas stripping provisions of the MCA. There are additional constitutional challenges, including a possible equal protections challenge, since it treats citizens and non-citizens differently. Does the suspension clause cover non-citizens? Yes. Where the Constitution applies, it protects everyone equally. Indeed, it forbids the government from denying individuals the equal protection of the laws based on their citizenship. Nor, as any matter of policy, should we have two tiers of law for people in this country. What are the details of the two new cases CCR filed on behalf of detainees before the bill was signed into law, and that being the CCR, the Center for Constitutional Rights? Mohammed v. Rumfeld, there is an estimated 500 men detained in U.S. custody at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Though some have not been held for years, none of these men have ever received a hearing of any sort. Bagram has been the site of notorious examples of abuse, including abuses that led to the December 2002 deaths of two Afghan detainees. On October 2nd, CCR filed a habeas corpus petition in federal court in Washington, D.C. on behalf of 25 people being held at Bagram Air Force Base. Mohammed v. Rumsfeld directly contests the MCA's denial of due process to non-citizens held in U.S. custody. That case is a natural extension of the Supreme Court's decision in Rasul v. Bush, which held that Guantanamo detainees have the right to challenge their detention in federal courts through habeas corpus, Khan v. Bush. On October 3, 2006, CCR filed a habeas corpus petition in the D.C. District Court in Washington on behalf of Majid Khan, that be the case, Khan v. Bush. One of the 14 ghost detainees President Bush recently transferred to Guantanamo, the petition challenges the constitutionality of denying non-citizen detainees the right of habeas corpus. Mr. Khan was imprisoned in secret CIA detention for 3.5 years and subjected to alternative interrogation methods. He has never been formally charged with a crime or declared an enemy combatant. Khan v. Bush squarely challenges the legality of the CIA's secret prisons and the likely torture and abuse of the detainees who disappeared and were held in those prisons overseas for several years. Now, these cases were filed before enactment of the MCA in order to preserve any possible legal arguments that our clients might have to challenge the retroactive application of the law, including, for example, challenges to the new expansion definition of unlawful enemy combatant, and the purported suspension of habeas corpus for any non-citizen detained by the United States anywhere in the world. And by the way, folks, the unlawful enemy combatant, well, we used to call people prisoners of war when we were engaged in bombing the snot out of their country or putting troops on the ground and killing everything in sight. You were afforded a protection of the Geneva Convention, which specifically dealt with the treatment of the people that you detained as prisoners of war. But see, we have a new war, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 100-year war on terrorism, at least 100 years long. Whereas, since we really aren't engaged in a battlefield situation the lines drawn up, the tanks, the foot soldiers, the aircraft, the bombs, you name it. We had to come up with something different, didn't we? Our President Bush, along with his little henchman, his attorney general, that, well, was his henchman down here in Texas, folks, they had to come up with something different, so they came up with this unlawful enemy combatant. You've been outlawed by the United States. You've been declared an enemy, and you've been declared a combatant. So therefore, hence, unlawful enemy combatant. With this 100-year war on terrorism, folks, they had to come up with something different. And this war on terrorism, I will say this again. Worldwide, this war on terrorism will be used by the respective governments to put down any problems that they have with individuals or organizations anywhere on planet Earth that are basically against the New World Order. That's what this whole thing was set up to be, ladies and gentlemen. I said this right out of the chute, and I stand by it today. Now, that mechanism they have waiting in the wings will be used when they take control, or, should I say, attempt to take total control. We'll be right back. I'll finish the story up.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Now, as far as we know, everyone at Guantanamo has the had a CSRT, except for the 14 detainees who were transferred there from the CIA secret prisons. Now, the CRTs were established under the Detainee Treatment Act and provide extremely limited review of the CSRT determinations and are not adequate substitutes for habeas corpus. A CSRT is a non-adversary hearing conducted pursuant to rules of the procedures that are unfair in design and biased in practice. For example, under the rules and procedures, every detainee is denied access to counsel, denied the right to see the evidence against him, denied the right to confront or even know the identity of his accusers, denied the right to call witnesses, denied the right to present evidence, denied the right to know how the military collected evidence, and denied an impartial tribunal because the CSRT must presume that evidence against the detainee, which he has not seen, is genuine and accurate. Folks, this is to be used against American citizens also. So all of what I just said, the right to confront your accusers, the right to present evidence in your own defense, the right to know who collected the evidence, and a denial of an impartial tribunal. forget jurors, just a tribunal. The DTA also allows only challenges to whether the military complied with its own flawed procedures for making enemy combatant determinations, whether those procedures comply with the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which they don't. But President Bush claims that our laws do not protect detainees, and MCA even goes as far as to authorize him to hold detainees who are awaiting designations as enemy combatants. And again, no timeline there, folks. Now, these rules and procedures further allow the consideration of hearsay evidence and or evidence obtained by torture or coercion. These rules and procedures in practice, in effect, virtually compel the conclusion that the detainee is an enemy combatant. Think about it. Even if you don't have any rights at all, you're not allowed to see evidence. You're not allowed to present your own. You're not allowed to know who was saying what, how you were determined to be an enemy combatant in the first place. And, yeah, what about this hearsay stuff? You know, if somebody in New York City whispers a word about John Statmiller and some Fed hears it and drags me off to the Hooskow someplace, how the heck am I ever supposed to know what that guy in New York City, probably I'd never seen or met or heard of, had something to say? And here's the Mac Daddy of them all. Could American citizens be held as enemy combatants or as unlawful enemy combatants? Yes. The MCA includes language that states that persons who materially support hostilities against the U.S. Whoops, I guess that would... Am I a hostile person? You don't know if I'm hostile? Are you going to be on one of these things determining whether I'm going to be carted off and detained for the rest of my life? What are you practicing? Talking to my producer here. Well, I got to keep my eye on you. Hostilities against the U.S. can be labeled and held as enemy combatants. Now, this might include, for instance, someone who donates money to a charity in Afghanistan that turns out to have some connection to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, or even the organizer of an anti-war rally without regard to actual hostilities. The definition also presumptively includes members of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or associated forces. The definition allows Bush or Rumsfeld to establish new secret procedures to detain anyone they themselves deem illegally or illegally and appropriately classified as an enemy combatant. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming at you, folks. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls, 800-313-9443, into the next hour. We'll be right back.
It's the same old thing out of Washington, D.C., our elected officials doing as they please. We voted them in. They gave us an oath, Democrats and Republicans. Shame on them both. They want us to think that they know what's best, the gall to believe they're better than the rest of us working Americans who suffer and sweat, while they contrive, deceive, and forget that we gave them their jobs and we can take them away. That's exactly what should be done this next election day. Every incumbent, without any exceptions, should be voted out of office to get their attention that they work for us, not the other way around. And we'll keep cleaning house till the right people are found.
We're tired of the lies and their backdoor deals that line their pockets and are never revealed. So this upcoming election, let's put an end to their crap. Let's boot them all out of office and start over from scratch.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.